Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue our journey of reading The Mystical Temple of God by St. Stanislaus of Jesus and Mary Papchinsky from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with Chapter 9, Part 1, pages 604 and 605. Chapter 9, The Ornaments of the Mystical Temple, Part 1. The honey-tongued Bernard quite admirably teaches that virtue is the principal ornament of a Christian when, contemplating the first man, he speaks as follows. It seems to me that I see the first man clothed in four virtues, namely, mercy and truth, justice and peace, from the very beginning of his creation, and, as the prophet mentions, he was clothed with the robe of salvation, Isaiah 61:10. For in these four virtues is the unimpaired condition of salvation, and without all of them, all of these, salvation cannot be assured, especially since they cannot be virtues if they are separated from one another. For man had received mercy, namely as his guardian and follower, that it may come before him and follow him, to also protect him and safeguard him everywhere. You can see what sort of guardian God gave his little child and what sort of follower he gave the newly born man. But he is in need of a teacher, since he is a free and rational creature, not to be tended like some beast of burden, but to be educated like a little child. No one more fitting, of course, can be found for this ministry than truth itself, to lead him at last to the knowledge of the highest truth. In the meantime, he also received justice for his direction, lest he be found wise to do evil and be overcome by sin, as if knowing what is good and not doing it. But the most kind hand of the Creator, moreover, added peace, by which he might be encouraged and delighted. Certainly a twofold peace, to have neither contention within nor fears from outside, so that the flesh should not covet against the spirit, and that he should not fear any creature. What did he lack whom mercy guarded, truth taught, justice directed, and peace encouraged? Yet, alas, this man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among robbers, who, as we read, first of all stripped him, cross-reference Luke 10:30, was he not also stripped, who, as the Lord was coming, complained that he was naked? In this chapter, St. Stanislaus of Jesus and Mary teaches us that the ornaments of our mystical temple are the virtues. Many years after writing this, St. Stanislaus will accept the rule of the 10 virtues of the Blessed Virgin Mary of St. Joan of France as the rule of the Marian community. Now, he was disappointed that his own rule that he had written, the Norma Vitae, could not be accepted by the Vatican. The Church was only allowing new religious communities at that time in history to come under already accepted religious rules. But when he read the rule of the 10 virtues of the Blessed Virgin Mary, he said, "We can live under this rule." He knew that this was the path that the Lord had for the Marians to receive papal approval. Now, it is no longer our rule of life, but it is part of our heritage and our history. St. Stanislaus here quotes a sermon by St. Bernard of Clairvaux, who talks about the first man, Adam, being clothed with four virtues: mercy, truth, justice, and peace. And this reminds us of a quote from Psalm 85. Mercy and truth have met each other, justice and peace have kissed. These four virtues will lead us to salvation, according to St. Bernard. He calls mercy our guardian, and follower, a sort of a bodyguard to protect us and watch over us from in front and behind. The teacher is truth, and then we receive justice to stay in the right direction and to avoid evil and sin. And finally, we receive the gift of peace. God wants us to have inner and outer peace. He doesn't want us to be overcome by fears. Let's thank God for the gift of the virtues, and let's live using these virtues to help us to get to heaven.